The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether mining company Core Alaska can dump tailings in a lake near Juneau. The waste from the gold mine would kill everything in Lower Slate Lake, but the company and the Army Corps of Engineers say the lake would eventually be revitalized. As APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington, the case could set precedent for how mining waste is disposed of in the nation's waterways.
Mining company Core Alaska initially got permission from the Army Corps of Engineers to dump its slurry into Lower Slate Lake, about 45 miles north of Juneau. But when environmentalists sued, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the permit, saying the plan violated the Clean Water Act. On Monday morning, the two sides presented their cases to the nation's highest court. It comes down to who regulates fill, or solid waste, as it's dumped into a waterway, the Army Corps or the Environmental Protection Agency. Another question is what exactly qualifies as fill. The first to present, siding with the mine, was Gregory Garr, Solicitor General with the Department of Justice. He represented the Army Corps of Engineers. Garr argued that fill material, like the mine tailings, should be permitted under the Corps, so it isn't subject to the guidelines issued by the EPA under the Clean Water Act. Justice David Souter provided a tough line of questioning. He pointed out that existing regulations say such wastewater shouldn't be released into a water body, but that the Corps seems to be making an exception just because it's calling it fill in this case. Souter called that a flat contradiction. Garr said the area would be sealed off and considered impounded, but Souter pressed and said it was, quote, pretty cold comfort to call a natural lake an impoundment area. He asked if a lake in the Everglades or the Great Salt Lake could fall into that category someday too, and said a lake is different than a settling pond. When Garr said the Corps has rigorous environmental guidelines, Souter said that sounded like Orwellian logic, since the lake's natural life would be destroyed. And Souter said whether the fish would die from toxic pollutants or, as Garr argued, just from relatively harmless fill settling at the bottom of the lake, it still sounded like pollution. Next up to continue the argument for the mine was Ted Olson, a former Solicitor General under President George W. Bush, speaking on behalf of Core Alaska. He agreed that fill is different than other effluent, and he pointed out that even if the Army Corps has oversight, it still has to follow EPA guidelines. While the tailings would kill all wildlife in the lake, Olson said when Core Alaska restores it, the lake will in fact be bigger with a better aquatic system. However, Olson conceded to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg that there was no guarantee the lake would be restored, but said it is required under the permit. Olson said using the lake is the most environmentally sound plan.
The alternative of stacking these tailings into an immense mountain of tailings that will be up to 200 feet high and 100 acres maybe or something like that, a great deal bigger than Pentagon, which will be then subject to have rain coming down on it. I think that the agencies that were involved in it determined that this was the most environmentally sensitive solution to the problem if you're going to have this mine.
The image of a tailings pile the size of the Pentagon seemed to catch the justices' imagination and was brought up repeatedly during arguments, eliciting a laugh from the audience when Justice Antonin Scalia described it as an ash pentagon. But the environmental group Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says that's an exaggeration based on an old model, and the actual tailings pile would be about 60 feet high. The lawyer who argued for the environmentalists, Tom Waldo, with Earth Justice, presented his argument after the petitioners. He said a land-based waste site would actually be better.
Certainly it's not going to be pretty. The disposing of mine waste has impacts no matter where you put it. But the idea of the Clean Water Act is to protect the quality of the nation's waters, and it is much better to dispose of those tailings on dry land than to dump them into a lake or a river or a stream.
As Waldo criticized the plan to kill everything in Lower Slate Lake, Chief Justice Roberts pointed out that its main population, Dolly Varden Char, are not endangered species. Waldo said regardless, they should be protected under the Clean Water Act. Justice Scalia noted that the EPA could have vetoed the permit, but didn't. Waldo said that, unfortunately, the EPA has taken the position that if the discharge is classified as fill material, it doesn't matter how bad the effects are, it's exempt from limitations. The latest definition of fill came in 2002 during the Bush administration. Waldo said after the arguments that perhaps the new incoming Obama administration would have a different perspective.
We will certainly ask the new administration to reverse this policy decision by the Bush administration. At this time, I have no ability to predict what they might do or when they might do it.
For now, though, it's up to the justices, who will rule on the Kensington mine case later this year. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.